This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Want to turn our attention to the Tigers, but in a different way. As you know, we generally have a rule on this show. We don't do the Chris Farley SNL skit of, hey, the Tigers are really good. Isn't it great? 2-4-8. Yes, they're good. It's also May. There are more interesting ways to do this, and I think one of them is, let's look at what Scoobal did the other day. And I want to ask a question, and before you call, text, or curse to the sky, I want you to just take a beat and think. So Tarek Skubal, complete game shutout. First of his career, 13 strikeouts, and it really saved the series to a point. When you're dealing from ahead the way the Tigers are, you lose 3 out of 4, you're still 4 up in the division, right? Versus 2 up. Losing 3 of 4 isn't ideal.
But
make no mistake, right. Now, if you got swept out of the ballpark, problematic. But Skubal's the saver, the stopper, the ace, the undisputed best pitcher in the American League. So I wanted to go past the complete game as I present this question. I want to offer you, because I'm big on sample size. I hate when you get some goofball from the minors comes up, hits 600, and you're like, right, it's 13 at-bats.
No, you are. That's why I'm waiting till June 1st to bring up Tiger stuff.
No, you can do whatever you want. I'm going to say 90-win team. But here's Skubal sample size. In his last 50 games, 50 appearances. Now, that's not quite 2 full seasons. But with pitching injuries, most guys don't make 35, 34, 33. You know, if you can get 30 starts out of a guy, you've really done something. So I said, okay, 50. And obviously, Skubal is rolling right now. He's having a wonderful season. Cy Young last year. But 50 starts. Skubal, I don't love wins and losses, but the stat's the stat. 28-7 in that time. The team's record is much better than that. ERA of 2.27 and almost 400 strikeouts. In the 50 games, 383 strikeouts. Here's my question, guys. What is your confidence level? The Tigers are going to sign Scoobal. Because what you've gotten over 50 games, I would argue, is every bit what Justin Verlander gave you in the must-see JV time frame. Oh, but what about the no-hitters? It was also 15-plus years ago, guys. The game has changed. Guys, don't pitch as long. All I can offer you is, if Scoobal pitched 15 years ago and his pitch count was 120, you'd probably get a couple more things. But here's my question. Look, last year, the team was bad until they weren't.
Right.
We talked Scoobal trades, Scoobal signing, what do you do? What did we say this offseason? I really would like to get it done. All we heard about was a low ball offer. We have heard nothing since. Nothing. This team is anything but bad. This team is good. Meaning, you can have no conversation about trading. Meaning, you're kind of trapped. Now, I've said it from the beginning. And I've either, some people agree, some people got unhinged when I said it. I just said, ultimately, if I'm Boris and I'm taking this kid to market, I'm searching for $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole got about 36 and a half. I got a left-handed in his prime, Cy Young. Now, here's my point. Rico, with every performance like Sunday, with every start, his price just goes up.
Yep.
So my question is, and again, I don't know what's going to happen, but what's your confidence level that this guy is going to be here beyond next year?
I'm not very confident. And
scale of 1 to 5.
Well, 5, I'm confident. And
5, it'll get done. Shut up, radio man. 1 is you've already cashed in your Scoobal jersey because you believe he's going to be a Yankee.
I'm probably at a 1.
No.
I'm at a 1 because, Mike, and this is one where it may just be the two parties go apart. Like Scott Harris, you know, he said on a podcast where, you know, it takes 2 to tango. And I interpreted that as we're trying – but we can't do this dance solo. We need some help. And I do think that the price is going to be so astronomically high that I don't know if the Tigers will pay that price. Whereas a team like the Mets may come in there, or the Yankees, or the Dodgers. Like, somebody else is going to come in and pay this ridiculous amount of money for him.
I'd pay him 5 at 200 and I wouldn't think twice. Why? Because you've got to take chances. And there aren't horses. This guy's a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
And the look, he hasn't been hurt. And I know he's had a couple arm injuries, but he's been rolling. 50-game sample size.
Yeah, I think that he may be willing to test the market out. And good for him. I mean, get what you can make. But I think in the end, if he tests out the market, I don't think Detroit's going to be a major player, because I think that their offer will come in as a low-ball offer compared to other teams. Okay, not so to say that they don't value, but I just think – You get the Mets out there with their monopoly money, and they don't care. And now he's gone for, you know, 5 years, 250.
Okay, that's I get what you're saying, right. But I would say to hell with him then at that price. That's crazy. But like, look,
but that's a few years from now. So who knows what the new market's going to be,
guys? You tell me. And I look, you know, I heard Cookie say it this morning, and I just can't disagree more. Well, that's an off-season conversation. No, actually, it isn't. Because right here, right now, if you make an appropriate offer, like if they roll out the Gerrit Cole offer, first of all, you're going to hear about it. And second of all, Scott Boras has a fiduciary responsibility to his client. If the Tigers rolled out and said, we'll pay Tarek Skubal $37 million a year on a, let's say, a locked-in 4-year deal with an option out 5, 6, 7, fine. That's something you have to think about.
Right.
But we have no evidence of that. No one you talk to has evidence of that. So my question is, while we're delighting in this run, and while this team is fantastic, it is this thing that I do think about where it's like, okay, I got a year and a half more of them. That's it. Because until there's a deal, there's not a deal. Mm-hmm. And there's no scenario. Look, I'm not saying I want this. I'm saying it would be easier if the team wasn't good, because then the T word happens. We can't have those conversations. You are good. You need this man. Especially because Scott Harris keeps signing 50-year-old Golden Girl pitchers who can't pitch. But, guys, what is your faith that this organization is going to pay this decade's Verlander, this decade's Scherzer? Just tell me here today. No one's quoting you on Tuesday, May 27th. I'm asking a very simple question that has complicated answers.
And that's the other reason why I'm at a one, is because they did have Scherzer here, and they let him go. And Verlander stayed around for a while, but then they eventually let him go. So I don't think because the way Scott Harris is kind of, it's the things he's not saying, Mike, but he's saying, I'm trying, but I can only do it, only go so far unless I get Boris and to work with me on this.
It also comes down to, some organizations don't want to pay a pitcher $35 million a year. Could be. Okay, and maybe that's, hey, that is their prerogative.
But until I hear the other side, I at least have to reward him. It sounds as if he's trying to get something done. He just can't. Now, I don't know what the amount is.
Well, the amount is Gerrit Cole's contract, Rico. It's the
market. What'd you guys pay Max Fried?
Is it five at 181? Okay. Spitballing. Sarah, you want to check that for me there, brother? I thought it was, it five at one? No. Five at 181 or seven at 180? I don't know. Whatever. The Yankee money isn't even real. Right. He's been great. Thank you for him, by the way.
Oh, eight at
218.
Yeah, 218. Eight.
All right, there you go. I don't know. Do I have a problem with it? No. The Gerrit Cole contract? Yeah, it looks terrible. He blew out. But was Gerrit Cole really good for the Yankees? Yes.
Do you think there's a chance that Scott Boras is going to make sure he tests free agency?
I think so. And Paul, if he makes it to free agency, I don't feel like he's coming back.
But if the organization's not going to make an offer that keeps you from free agency, then why would I be mad at the player or agent? I'm not. By all accounts, the only thing we've heard is one low ball offer that was, quote, not competitive. Okay, look, anything happens. If a player has a bad bowel movement, Jeff Passan will be on your TV telling you. So if the Tigers had made a $200 million offer to Skubal, we'd know. That's how the game works. One side is going to want that out there, and it would be the Tigers.
Right.
So I'm asking the question about your faith, your belief. This guy's going to be a Tiger long term. And look, is this a scary question? I don't know.
It is.
But you're acting like it. I don't know the answer. Notice I'm not pounding the desk and telling you one way or the other. I'm asking for people who delighted in his performance this weekend. Then I gave you the 50-game sample. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here, Rico. He's not signed. So?
Well, I think it's, hey, Mr. Funny Man, can't we just enjoy this season and his complete game shutout?
No, do that the rest of the day. When you get to 2-6, we're going to talk like adults. This isn't Disneyland.
Oh, brother, this has been bothersome for me all off season, and people were like, oh, just calm down. Okay. I kept saying, I'll just be happy when I see that they have some type of a contract extension, new deal, because the longer this goes, the worse I'm going to feel. And now it does feel like, you know what, we're going to go to free agency and we're going to see what the market is for you.
I mean, that look, certainly if this this went to the winter meetings, that's where a deal has to get done, because then you know what's going to happen. Boras will say we're not negotiating during the year, meaning you're in the last year and that's it. You can get this done at any time. I mean, look,
I don't think Boras wants to.
But because what impetus does he have? Do you have a single report this organization has offered $35 million?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, then if you were repping Tarek Skubal, would you be all boned up to sign?
No.
No.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's why I think Boras is like, we're going to run. Unless they blow our socks off, which they probably won't.
So that's why this question resonates a lot more than, golly gee, wasn't Skubal fun Sunday? 248.
Oh, my God. Did you see his last pitch hit 103?
Yeah, I don't care. 248-539-9797. I want to know how many more Sundays we get with this guy. I want to know if you believe this organization's going to plant a flag and sign him. Or are you kind of counting it down this year, next year, and that's it? Mm-hmm. Do what you want with it. I think it's interesting. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's like the champion Pistons that whenever they take the spray paint over the number every time the game was over.
That's where it gets to. Sure it does. 5 o'clock, good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. If you want some on the lighter side, had a little fun with the morning show. Heather had some grievances to file about her day at the ballpark, but yet We feel she committed a grievance. It's a light topic. But the main deal of the day has been Tarek Skubal. Performance was incredible. Complete game shutout, first of his career. Last 50 games, Skubal is 28-7, 2.27 ERA, 383 strikeouts, Cy Young Award, and maybe a second one downloading. But the question was, what is your faith this organization is going to make him a Tiger? Not for life. You can't say things like that anymore, but make him a Tiger for the foreseeable future. That they get a deal done. That he becomes this decade's Verlander. That he finishes the decade a Tiger. It's something I think about because with every start, and as a 30-game run becomes 40 and 40 becomes 50, so on and so forth, the price just goes up. And you don't hear anything. We have one blip on the radar, which was a, quote, non-competitive offer. Whether the Tigers feel that is the case or not, clearly the Boras side leaked that, not them. But it's a question. And Rico, you were pretty blunt about it. You know, you're at a one. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I'm not that far off. Is that I wonder the team's appetite to make him the highest paid pitcher in the sport, which I believe that's what it's going to take. So wanted to have that conversation with you guys. And we still have people calling in about this. You turn on SportsCenter, it just feels like it's all WNBA. I know it's not geared for me, but who is it geared for? Because I don't know anybody who watches it, but clearly someone is. So that's in play, too. Go ahead, though, on your Skubal spiel.
No, the Skubal spiel is simply this. The longer this takes, the more and more it feels as if this is going to just Scott Boras is going to take Skubal to free agency. And if that's the case, the Tigers will be one of many teams bidding on him. I think that if it were going to get locked up, it would have got locked up in last year's winter meetings, and it didn't. And that's what worried me. And a lot of people told me, it'll be okay. And it just, in my opinion, seems like they're at an impasse. And then when you hear Scott Harris saying things like, it takes two to tango, makes me feel like, well, I don't, because he said it on a podcast. He's like, it makes me feel like, well, maybe Scott Boras and Skubal aren't really trying to negotiate anything right now. And they're in the thing, you know what? We'll talk later, or I'll just go ahead and let my guy become a free agent, knowing everybody's going to want him. And the offers that are going to come in are going to be astronomical. And the Tigers are going to have to try to match that to keep him here. So if they would have wrapped it up over the winter, I would have been like, great. But they didn't. And the longer this goes with nothing being said, as you said, Mike, if information would get leaked out.
If the Tigers made a $200 million offer for 5 years and Skubal said no, Jeff Passan would be bobbleheading his way through the 3 minutes of SportsCenter they give you that isn't WNBA and telling you that. I'm with you. But that's my question, is ultimately, if that's where it's headed, I don't know that that impacts people. I think people are pretty good at, like, cognitive dissonance. I think they're just, they can just... No. I don't want to think about reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't like operating where it's like, wow, you know, this guy might win a second Cy Young Award and I'm sitting here counting down the amount of starts I get.
I was about to say, reality to me is there's a countdown clock and it's going to end in, you know, a year and a half. And then at that point, we'll all be on pins and needles to see if he re-signs here in Detroit.
I won't. If they don't get it done next winter, he's gone.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I've
if it's not done, he's gone.
And I've kind of gotten to that point now where I just don't, it doesn't feel like it. Like you've seen different sports, different players. You got a feel of the people who want to stick around. And then you get a feel of those who are like, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut until I can actually move on and go somewhere else.
Here's the other way to do it, right? And it's all about your guys' belief. If you're confident he's going to re-sign, I don't think it makes you a bad person or crazy. You could totally sell me that this offseason, he will have delivered, say, a 70-game sample size, potentially two Cy Youngs, and the Tigers are going to just simply pay the piper, that it's not a conversation, they'll figure it out. I'm not mad at you if you believe that, nor do I think you're crazy. I have doubts about that, because I happen to be with Rico, is that their best shot to do this was last winter, but you weren't going to be able to do it at some deep discount. So I had used 5 at 200 or 10 at 400 with multiple opt-outs. And a lot of people laughed. And it's like, all right, that's fine. But I'm living in reality. If Zach Wheeler gets 41, or Garrett Cole, Jacob DeGrom, Blake Snell, 36, 37, 38, well, what the hell do you think Scooble gets? So if you're a Tiger fan right now, on the heels of what went down this weekend, how wonderful he was, like, would you offer five at 200? 40 a year. Like, what? And again, if you say no, I don't think you're a bad person. If you don't, because again, if he blows out, you got a real problem on your hands. Yeah, I mean, his career could be over.
Yeah, but I mean, for some, that's the philosophical. Do you give a guy who only is going to play 30 times a year that much money?
Yeah, considering in those games, I'm probably going to go 22-8, 23-7. 25-5. And then, by the way, in a 5-game set, I'm up 2-0 in that series. And in a 7-game set, I might be able to pitch the guy 3 times. Yeah.
No, it's a philosophical thing that the everyday player versus the guy who only goes 30 times for you, 35 times max.
Speaking of everyday players, you see the update that just broke?
No.
Paul, do you want to deliver the news? I'm not emotionally capable when it involves the face of the franchise.
Matt Burling's been put on the injured list with shoulder inflammation, right shoulder inflammation. Mm.
If you don't put some respect on his name, that is face of the franchise, Matt Burling, to you. Okay. Wenciel Perez has gotten the call up. So at least Wenciel is healthy.
Okay.
Anything but a kill to do, please. Anything.
But 248.
I know, man. 248-539-9797. You tell me. It's just a question. That, look, for instance, the value of Scooble, you drop the first three to Cleveland. He's one of four or five guys in all of baseball that you put on the mound in that fourth game, and you know you're not losing. You know it. Now, you could say it's May. You're the king of saying it's early. You're right. But getting swept in a 4-game series by Cleveland would have netted you a 2-game lead in the division. Instead, the stopper kept it at a 4-game lead. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you're going to win a World Series, you have to have that lead dog. You have to have the ace. I just don't see teams winning World Series with ragtag pitching staffs. It happens once every every so often. But if you're serious, just pay the man. And if you offer five at 200 and he says no, or it's we're going to free agency, guess what? You get to leak that side of it out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know who vilifies the organization? Nobody. I don't think anyone with a straight face could defend Tarek Skubal if he turned down five at 200. And you could say, well, he wants 7 or 8 or 10 years. Those conversations can happen. If it gets flatly rejected, you can say, we offered to make the guy the highest paid pitcher in the game, non-Otani pitcher in the game. That's what I would love to see, but you don't even have a whisper of it. So maybe it's just all tabled. I don't know, bud.
Yeah, that's why I'm at a one. I would like to hear something, but the thing that I heard from Scott Harris really made me feel I don't think this is going
to
happen.
Well, when he says it takes two to tango, I mean, obviously, every team has a price that they put on their assets. The Tigers' price just may be 8, 10, 12 million less per AAV. I don't know.
You know what? And maybe I'm giving Scott Harris a little too much credit because you were willing to overpay for Bregman. And
Alex Cobb, anyone?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Maeda? He's got a thing for geriatric pitchers.
So he's willing to overpay, which led me to think without saying, like, okay, I'm assuming it was competitive because you know you got a gym right here. You can't. It would be insulting to walk in there with some ridiculous offer.
Would it?
You have to know. Okay.
I'm just telling
maybe
you
I'm giving him too much credit.
Hey.
Looks like, seems like,
I got the
like.
Cincinnati Bengals on line 6.
You know.
You want insulting?
Okay, you win.
These teams, man, I'm telling you, some of these teams are crazy. Rico, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting, and on the heels of another great performance, you're like, are we going to get this guy signed or what? And maybe it's just something maybe they've just agreed, we'll just get it done during the season. But you're right. When Scott Harris said what he said, look, there's evidence of Boris keeping his guys from free agency. I've listed the 11 contracts. But you got to make them give up free agency. You're buying that. Mm-hmm. Well, 40 a year. Yeah, Paulie, go ahead, bud.
Well, no, I was just going to say, is there a number you could hear the Tigers offered him and he turned down where you'd be like, you know what, fair enough?
Yeah.
Like if they said $42 million a year and he's like, well, I'm going to wait out for 45.
Oh, 100%. Then I'd be like, to hell with him. Pitch him until his arm falls off and let him go to free agency. 100%.
Because I feel like that's the one thing I give sort of Scott Harris credit too for the Bregman thing when it came out. Like, oh, they came to the table with a legit deal.
He took less money to go someplace else.
Right. I wasn't mad at the Tigers. In fact, I think the Tigers went too far with Bregman. I try to be even Steven about it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just make fun of the team for no reason. No, like, they tried. Now, I can make fun of the Alex Cobb thing, but, like, that's different.
Well, he'll be back soon.
Right.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Question mark?
Old-timers game.
Exact. Perfect time to bring him out. He's actually a living legend.
Maybe he could pitch in the home run derby.
But look, no, Paul, if they made an offer of 36, 37, they got him in that DeGrom range, and it was a five-year term, and he said flat no, or it was reported as it just got wholly rejected, I'd tip my cap to the team. I wouldn't make fun of him in the least. And if Boris is hell-bent on getting a crazy offer, okay. I would try to buy the term. Now, I would just, look, 40 a year is the AAV. If you are not interested in that here, look, they could, I mean, Paul, you can ask for whatever you want. Look, Boris could come back to them and say, I want 10 years. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But again, I would side with the organization. Mm-hmm. Very rarely, as it sits here now, I don't feel like, feels like, seems like, sounds like. I am not claiming to be an authority on this. I don't feel like the Tigers are banging his door down. And when it says it takes two to tango, I can tell you what it sounds like, feels like, seems like. Feels passive aggressive. Now, you know, we'd love to, but, you know, certain other people don't. I just feel like if you're not going to come to the table with something respectful of the marketplace and respectful of a Cy Young arm, and we have no evidence they've come to the table with something really attractive, because if they did, you know how it would be out there? They'd leak it. Then, yeah, I side with the player.
I'm with you, though. I mean, the whole, like, two to tango thing does sound kind of disingenuous on their end, at least.
It just, you know.
But see, I'm wondering what,
you know, seems what, like, what, feels like, sounds like. We'll get to it in a second.
We'll get
to it. Go ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tigers going for a sweep against the Giants today, 110. AJ joining us. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. We're marveling at how you guys always seem to be a step or two ahead. The Vierling injury, but then Perez steps up and hits a home run right away. This team's ability to be resilient, I continue to point to that as a highlight of this team. How does that come about?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm impressed by our guys just resetting and taking whatever that challenge is that day. So we have good players. We have good depth. We've needed it. We don't even feel it full strength, which is a good feeling, but man, our guys really do take whatever that day is going to bring and deal with it. I mean, we don't pout, we don't complain. We don't have, kind of a wide range of attitudes or stress, and we'll deal with it. I mean, listen, we didn't play well in the Cleveland series. Reset, get back to square one a little bit, and here we are looking for a sweep.
What was the mindset of the team after those first three games in Cleveland? You mentioned it wasn't a great series, but obviously we know the Scooble performance. How do you look at this team, and how do you evaluate them and get them back on track, or is that something that these guys take care of themselves?
Well, I mean, we're handing the ball to Scooble, so how'd you feel coming into work that day? we feel pretty good, you know? So that, you don't want to put it all on him, but it is nice when that type of stuff is going on in a couple close games, and then, they beat us by a pretty big margin on a game that felt like it was closer than it was, and now we hand the ball to Tarek Skubal, and you're like, wake up, it's 11:30 in the morning, Tarek's throwing 100, which turned out to be light, by the time the game ended. So it's, I think our guys, kind of understand, what it takes to run the race. Like I think the experience last September and August did show us like it's a daily grind and then figure it out the next day. And that physically, I think our guys are, getting better and better, but we weren't in a great place. Mentally, obviously it's a beatdown when you get beat in division, but then Tarek Skubal's like, hey boys, get on my back and I'll rule the day. And he did.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on getting up and playing an 11:30 start. And a lot of times we see one, rarely do we see noon, and almost never do we see 11:30. Your thoughts on that early start?
I hate it. I mean, I hate it for the players. I mean, I'm fine. Like I'm 50. So I'm like, I get up and get coffee and I get going. So but I hate it for our players. One of the cool things about our team getting a little bit more exposure and a little bit more attention, we get the Fox game on Saturday night. Happens to be the latest night game at 7:15 that we play, and we get rewarded with the national game on Roku at 11:35. So I don't love it physically for the players. I mean, obviously their side didn't love facing Skubal in the morning, but I understand kind of why the league is doing it. It's not great, but it's part of our schedule and we'll deal with it.
Talking to Tiger manager AJ Hinch this morning. Bob Melvin gets tossed yesterday. You didn't get tossed on Monday, but the same thing was, arguing balls and strikes. Are you in favor of this system people are talking about where you could challenge the call on a ball or strike?
Well, I think that's what the ABS is built for. If we ever get it up to this level, it's plays like that where, you know, Javi gets a tough call. It's borderline. It's a big breaking ball. Like, you can kind of see, if you didn't have the box on the TV, you would see how close it is. And then, but that's what it's meant for, is like, instead we'd have a guy on first base. We wouldn't lose a player, potentially lose a manager. You have a bunch of arguments back and forth. And the same thing kind of goes on the other side. We were the beneficiary of some tough calls, and then Bob gets ejected. So I think that's why we're trending towards the ABS, is to correct the calls, just so that the real stuff that happens on the field is not through interpretation. It's actually a ball is a ball and a strike is a strike. But it's, you know, I think that's exhibit A for why the conversation is going on and why the sport is trying to evolve with the times. Is like, we talk about Scooble throwing 102.6. I don't know that everybody understands how fast that is for a player to react, for an umpire to react. The umpire doesn't know what's coming. So I think umpiring is getting harder and harder with the pitch shapes and the velo spike, and the ABS is on its way. And I'm sure that can be used as an example why.
In the offseason and as we get into the regular season, we in the media, and I know fans, we tend to talk more about individuals that didn't end up in Detroit, but a couple of guys that did. Gleyber Torres has had a great impact. Tommy Kahnle has had a great impact. We didn't highlight those necessarily as much as maybe we should have in the offseason. Do you and Scott Harris ever sit there and go, we tried to tell the fans?
Well, no, I want to ask you, why don't you talk about the guys that are here? You get to choose your show. Talk about our guys, you know? I mean, I'm poking fun at you guys because it's hard, because like, there's a lot of attention on what doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And there are some under the radar things that do happen. And obviously sometimes, you know, fans, media, everybody needs to see it before it really comes true. Like Tommy Kahnle has gotten soft contact, swing and miss, and has been pitching in leverage roles for a pretty long time. Gleyber Torres played on a World Series caliber team in the toughest market imaginable and led off for that group. Probably loved hitting in front of Judge. But, there was a lot of good that came out of this winter, some of it being maturation of our young guys, but that's just sort of the state of baseball and the off season and who wins the off season. Like, I don't really care who wins the off season. I care who wins the Central, and I care who wins the league. And that's kind of what you gear towards when you're putting a team together, even if it's not as glorified as it could be.
Yeah, I think part of it is we're always gluttons. We always want more. But AJ, I think you guys have put more than enough on our plates with a 36-20 start. I want to circle back to Vierling. Just your level of concern with that injury setback. I don't know if surgery is necessary. Just could you update people on concern level with Vierling's injury?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard putting levels on it. I mean, obviously, we were really excited when he came back, and he came back and got a base hit, a big base hit down the right field line. He got a big base hit up the middle when I brought him off the bench, and he reported soreness, which the concern is because it's, you know, recurring. It's the same shoulder. It's a similar issue, and we've got to get him checked out. And we're at the point of the season where, as you see, like last night, I only played 9 position players, believe it or not. I didn't even use anybody off the bench, which, you know, want a little bit of love for that. But I think it's, you know, one of those things that we have to do a wait and see. I don't know what it means. And so when it's hard, I get right when Vierling reports that he's injured. Now we go through this battery test. The next day I'm asked, like, what does it mean? What's, you know, is there surgery? Is it massive time? Is it short time? Like, whoa, I have no idea. You know, so we need to get him assessed, and we'll try to sprinkle it out there. I don't love putting a guy back on the injured list for the same injury, but I also don't know that it isn't anything more than a bump in the road. We'll see.
Any update on Parker Meadows since we're talking about injuries at this point?
Well, I love the 3 hits last night. You know, he's starting to get his volume built up. You know, I think he played 7 innings in center field. He's going to DH today. He draws the 11 a.m. minor league AAA game. Players love that in general. Players on rehab maybe are so mad when they get stuck in those games. But he's doing really well. It's just really volume right now. He's feeling good. He's making throws. He's swinging the bat very, very well in AAA. We've got to get him to 9 innings. He'll be off tomorrow. He'll play 9 innings maybe a couple times over the weekend, and then we'll continue to assess. The big number is 9 innings, repeating it and coming good out of it. So I don't know – if it's next week, we have about, I think, 10 or 11 days left where he could rehab if we want him to. But, you know, three hits, you start to get close to nine innings. You start to wonder, you know, if you can start to pinpoint a date that he can come back.
AJ, we had John Morosi on last week, you know, national perspective on this team. And we asked him, how many All-Stars? And he goes, I don't know, could be five or more All-Stars from this team. The voting's going to start in early June. You guys should get multiple players. Is there someone you want to stump for before the voting starts?
Man, I mean, I love how you called Morosi a national. Like, he's pro-Tiger. He's Michigan. He's Ann Arbor. Definitely has a national profile, but I do. It made me laugh a little bit. I think Dylan Dingler deserves a lot of credit for what he's actually done. And I know there, you know, he's not the biggest name. He didn't even come into the season expecting to play as much as he did, or people didn't expect it. I thought it'd be a timeshare. He's grabbed a little bit of that opportunity. Obviously, Jake Rogers is really good, but Jake is catching today, and I got to get him incorporated. But Dylan behind the plate is a pretty good difference maker, and he's not going to get the love that, you know, Riley Green and Tarik Skubal and Glaber and sort of more recognizable names, but Dylan's starting to establish himself as a very stable part of a good team, and you can't look at the pitching staff without looking at the catcher.
So on the heels of that conversation, how do you work the rotation behind the plate with Jake, who last year caught every game that Tarik Skubal threw, but we just saw Dylan Dingler catch a great performance on Sunday.
The best start of his career, yeah.
How do you manage that rotation?
Well, the Tarik part is easy because Tarik, you know, doesn't change his performance based on the catcher. Tarik's really good. So every pitcher is good with every catcher that we have. My goal is to get Jake into every series right now. So we had, you know, two games so far with San Francisco. Jake's going to catch today. We go to Kansas City. Ding's going to catch probably Friday and Saturday. I'll get Jake in on Sunday. And it's just going to be two on, one off, three on, one off until further notice. And I told Jake, like, listen, it's right now, it's a pretty hot hand and he's doing a very, very good job. And Jake kind of laughed at me. He's like, just look at the scoreboard. Like, you can tell, like, he's doing really well. So everybody understands, and I'll work Jake in to where it's a tick of a timeshare, but Ding's earned the right to catch, let's call it two or three in a row, and then I'll get Jake in there. I don't want players in general not playing for a full series. If you want guys to be good when you need them, and we need our guys a lot, playing every series or getting a plate appearance or getting out on the field defensively, we're a sport built on timing and rhythm, and you need to play to do that.
Is that sense of the awareness for Jake Rogers, just look at the scoreboard, and it sounds like, hey, he understands it's all about winning, and it's somewhat of an unselfish take. We've seen it from Javi Baez. Yeah, I'll play center. I'll play third. I'll play short.
Colt Keith, hey, move me wherever you need me.
Is that somewhat unique to this team in your experience?
I think the number of guys who are all bought in and willing to do whatever any given day is unique. You know, obviously there are a ton of players around the league that play these roles, or they're uncertain of what their situation is. We try to do our best to communicate to it, but you can't do it without the character of the player. Like, the players really do care about each other. They care about winning. They care about, you know, contributing. And some days it's a lot. Some days it's not. You know, I know that everybody wants to play, but, you know, when you see this team, you know, succeeding, and you see that, you know, the reality is I do play, you know, 10 to 12 players a night, position player wise. I have closed, I think, three or four pitchers this year. Like, those guys know that their turn's going to come. It just might not be today. And I do appreciate that as a manager. It allows me to make a ton of decisions with no sort of cloud hanging over any of them, because I know the players are all in. And Jake's a great example of that, because this is a guy who caught every inning of the playoffs last year in both the Houston series and the Cleveland series. And now he looks up, he's playing once a series and supporting Dylan, you know, as he's breaking in.
Just to tie a bow on that, I wonder, how far ahead do you plan some of your lineups? Because I know it's very much at bat by at bat. Who's the reliever, the matchups? But you mentioned, hey, catcher, I want to be strategic. I want to get everybody in. Are you two, 3 days out? How far in advance do you map some of this?
Yeah. I'm about a series ahead, you know, looking at, and sometimes, like, if you break guys into buckets, there are, a ton of guys that have those roles you're talking about, but we actually have a lot more everyday players than people think, right? Glaber plays every day. Torque plays every day. Cart plays every day. Riley plays every day. You know, McKinstry plays virtually every day somewhere. And so I look for days. Like, Torque's not going to play today. That was decided before last series. Even if we had split the first two series, it's not a great matchup with Roop. It's a day before a day off, which is always the best day off for a player to reset. We're going into Kansas City, where he loves to hit. He's performed incredibly well. A fresh Torque going into the Kansas City series was the target. Matched up with, I didn't love the matchup pitching-wise against Torque, and then obviously getting Colt in there and being able to DH Riley today in a day game, everybody wins. So I'm about a series ahead looking at things like that, and then I'll audible. You know, I don't always go with exactly what I put forward for the Kansas City series. I'll pay attention to how guys are doing. Javi was playing third even before he got ejected and got to hang out with Phil Cousy at third base. But things like that, I'm always sort of tweaking it. But the general shell of the lineup, I'm about a series ahead.
You got a good sense of humor putting him over at third base.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure, like, I joked. You know, he joked with me the night before I sent the lineup out. His kids come in and hit and do stuff after the game. It's so fun to watch him be a dad after games. And he pops by my office and he's like, let me guess, third base tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, no way. And I was like, yeah. So everybody knew going into the day. And eyes were on Javi. And I think it gave him a little bit of the cold shoulder, which makes me love Javi even more.
AJ, we love having you on. Good stuff. We'll talk soon.
All right, take care. We'll see you.
Tiger manager AJ Hinch, it's 97.1. The trade proposal went viral. It's fantasy land. But it involves Paul Skeens, and everybody knows the Pirates. They don't keep their stars. It would be unheard of to trade a guy with 5 years of team control. But the proposal included our Tigers. Clark, McGonagall, and Lorenzo for Skeens. Pair him up with Skubal. 1-2 punch. You have insurance if Skubal doesn't stay. You've got as fierce a rotation as there is in baseball. You could drop them both in. 4 starts in a 7-game series. Of course you would trade guys who aren't even in AA to get a phenom and win a World Series. But it feels like that's fantasy land.
Yes.
So what I'd like to propose is a more measured, real conversation for us to have today.
Okay.
Matt Vierling's hurt. AJ candidly doesn't know what's going to happen with him. Yep. And it's concerning that it's the same injury. There's a team in fourth place in their division with a losing record on a skid that has a third baseman that the Tigers appreciate, covet even. John?
Is he currently injured?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the deadline is 2 months away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so time to heal up. John?
I can't believe you're doing this.
John, I want to know. Wouldn't you trade for Alex Bregman come trade deadline?
So the theory is if at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
You don't have to give up Clark or McGonagall here, okay? Would I give up a back-end top 100 prospect to get an everyday proven playoff performer at the biggest position of need on my baseball team that has proven to be a World Series contender? The answer is yes, yes, yes to Bregman, Bregman, Bregman.
So I like the direction of this a little bit more because, one, it seems realistic, but it also brings something that this team has a really good pitching staff.
Of course.
You got a really good bullpen. I don't know that you need to improve. You can always improve. Like, you could have every Cy Young winner, and you might still not win a World Series. We've experienced that.
Yep.
So add someone that can come in and provide key hits at key moments.
Need it.
It's someone who has been there and experienced that. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people, and we had when we talked about this earlier, we had people call in and we had people text in, Bregman's a traitor. I don't buy into that sentiment because he just simply chose another team that was going, he liked that contract better than he liked the ones that the Tigers put out there, albeit the Tigers offered more money up front. I don't hate the idea.
Okay. Okay.
It's a little bit exhausting for me.
Okay. That's honesty.
But
that's fair.
I don't hate the idea.
It makes all the sense in the world.
And it's not exhausting just because I don't buy into the, well, he chose Boston, so we no longer want him here. That to me is lunacy. If it were to work out that Bregman were to be here, whether you had him at the beginning of the season or you get him at the trade deadline, the entire point of getting a bat like that is so that in September and October, you have a bat that you can count on. Because right now, who believes, I love what Javier has done. Who believes he's a bat that you can count on in October? Or Spencer Torkelson. Riley Green may, and Kerry Carpenter may be about the only ones. Dylan Dingler's kind of entering that category, but this is his first year. Like, you need a bat that you can rely upon in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not bringing this up to troll. I know this show has a history with the Bregman phenomenon. The Tigers were infatuated with Bregman. He was the centerpiece of their whole offseason. They waited and waited and waited. They like him. He's good. They don't have a third baseman. The Red Sox, if this goes off the rails, fourth place in their own division, losing record, he's performing, will opt out. The perfect piece to add for the Tigers at the trade deadline is Alex Bregman.
And with the Red Sox look like they're going to become sellers, that's not a given yet.
No,
but
it's early.
They're trending towards being sellers. Look, it is exhausting with the name, but the reality is you're out to make your team the best it can be. And, the Tigers, I hope, cannot allow themselves to be butthurt, and they need to explore this if Vierling's out for the year. I don't think this is on the table if Vierling's not out for the year.
Okay.
But I think that's probably trending that way based on just how does a rotator cuff get better when you're a baseball player and you throw it?
you were all over this, by the way.
Yeah.
That you were concerned if you could possibly play the year on a busted up rotator cuff as a baseball player. Like a regular guy might be able to avoid surgery and just go about his day. If you're a major leaguer playing the hot corner at third or playing the outfield, you can't fake it.
The arm stress is going to make it come back.
Yeah, of course.
So, look, it's not on the table if Vierling's not out. But I think this is a brilliant idea. And, just because it didn't work the first time doesn't mean that doesn't make sense again. And the level of prospect you're giving up is probably, I would think, below Lorenzo.
Okay.
I actually think it would be. If it's a
My point is I'd be willing to give up Lorenzo.
Now, if Bregman would be willing to opt into next year,
yeah,
which is the deal the Tigers wanted, then I think this makes, okay, now I can give a Lorenzo away. I'm not giving one of the top two guys.
No,
because it's still not a long-term thing for us. And it's
correct.
Attractive for the Red Sox because he could leave them too.
Like Bregman wins in the sense that he gets the money he wanted. He gets to leave a sinking ship for the best team in baseball. He gives the Tigers an everyday third baseman. There's still a chance that these two parties do link up long term. I've long thought that, even though he didn't pick Detroit. If you look at the gap between the Tigers' offer and his counter offer, it's about $15 million.
Hey,
well, what's the difference in this year's salary in Boston to what Detroit was going to offer? $15 million. He'd be made whole. There's still a world where he starts next year at third base for the Tigers. I just want to start the clock now while we're in a World Series hunt.
So, John, you know Shawshank Redemption, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Red didn't go straight to Seiwan Taneo. the Tigers didn't go get Bregman right away. Doesn't mean that you can't get there and get the deal done, though, right?
Yeah.
Just take the long way. Let's do this. I'm with Jim.
Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm just not going to be a troll about it.
Steve in Livonia. This is a serious conversation, I promise. What's up?
Hey. It's enough as Bregman talk. Bregman didn't want to be in Detroit. He used Detroit for a bargaining chip to get more money from Boston because he could have had a better contract in Detroit. He just didn't want to be here.
So you don't want a good baseball player here?
He doesn't want to be here. Does he have a no trade clause?
Yes.
Not that I've seen. I mean, if someone has the reporting on it to suggest he's going to veto the trade here, then okay, but I haven't seen a no trade clause. Steve, well, why the apprehension on upgrading at third base?
Well, I'm not the apprehension upgrading for third base, but do you want a player that doesn't want to be here? Juan Gonzalez?
I don't know that he doesn't want to be here. In fact, we heard all the way up until the last half hour of these negotiations that he thought he was going to be a Detroit Tiger.
Steve, he gave us a counteroffer that he would accept. I don't know if that was brought up enough, but it was reported by Evan Petzl to the Free Press. There was a terms that him and Boris sent back that included a 1-year opt-out and more money. And we said no. But he had terms he was willing to accept to play for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah. I still think you use the Tigers for a bargaining chip, which is fine.
Fine. We could trade for Nolan Arenado, and it won't be nearly the upgrade. You get what I'm saying? Like, he would be the best third baseman available. It's the clear biggest need for this baseball team.
So what? That happened in
March.
It's
business.
Now it's a different situation.
It is a different situation.
It's like, if Detroiters do this. I'm from here, but I...
Right. My feelings aren't hurt because he chose... I'm disappointed, but I'm not offended because he chose a contract that he felt was better for him in his career. And he will, you've said this, that you think whether it's this year at the trade deadline or next year, that
I think it's in play. Yeah, absolutely.
That he's a Tiger. This because is like, he's going to opt out.
It's like if when you came to the Lions, and let's say the Lions were doing bad, and all of a sudden the Patriots of 07 needed a right tackle because somebody got hurt. John Jansen's a traitor because he left Detroit. Or, you know, it's like, get out of the... Come on, grow up, people. Grow up.
Yeah, I'm not. My feelings aren't hurt because we lost out in free agency. Disappointed.
You wanted to come here.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sure if they were 0-7 and the Patriots needed a right tackle, you'd happily go play with Brady to get that ring. It's like the getting mad at people. This whole thing is...
My feelings were hurt.
Ooh.
Because he didn't pick us. My feelings are hurt.
You know what? And the behavior of this ownership in the past was you did let yourself get butt hurt.
Well, there's a reason 91's not in the rafters.
Exactly. No. So what? He said no to us. If he'll come here this time because it helps fill a need.
And produce and deliver and win.
Yes.
Like, look, this team is in the World Series conversation regardless. But a World Series is not a given. And if you think the Dodgers aren't going to make moves at the deadline, like, you need to be in this to win it. And that's the biggest move that's realistic out there. Not this skiing stuff. Winning homestand for the Tigers.
It's beautiful.
Anybody that was feeling any type of way Saturday night.
This team responds.
Mm-hmm.
This team responds. And it is, I don't know. One of the big concerns is that at some point during the season, they're probably going to lose four in a row. They may lose five in a row.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know that that happens or not, but what we do know is every time they've been on a skid or they've had a bad day, they respond almost instantly.
Yep.
And it's, you can't point to one guy. That's why I think this team is so exciting. That's why this is much watched baseball. Anytime you get a chance to either listen or watch, because you never know during that game when that moment's going to be. And that's kind of the tease of baseball, right? You could be waiting all the way till the eighth inning and you're starting to fall asleep and then bam, you know, there's Riley Green with a key hit with a runner on, with runners on first and second or second and third. And all of a sudden, hey, Colt Keith comes chugging around third base.
Here it comes.
Great slide into home plate. And you hear Dan Dickerson or Benetti call it out. It's energizing, and this team just simply responds. They don't go in the tank.
Nope.
And I think that's the biggest thing.
We had AJ on yesterday, and he talked about how last year they kind of stumbled into like the right mentality. He didn't say stumble, but they found the right mentality at the end of last year. And like they're a machine about this. They're methodical. They're consistent.
And I think
you don't go on long losing streaks if you go to the ballpark with the right attitude, quality pitching every single day.
And there's a couple of things, and it's the gritty Tigers,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't let the Tigers get hot. All of those things are still true throughout the offseason at the start of this year. And then it's everything that we heard from AJ Hinch yesterday. And I encourage you, if you missed it, please go back on the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go listen to AJ. And one of the things that he talked about was when we were talking about Dylan Dingler and Jake Rogers.
Yep.
And what's the rotation going to be? Because we know on the horizon, Parker Meadows sounds like he's going to be back sooner than later. What do you do with Javi? All of these guys have said, and Jake Rogers, I thought the quote was perfect, and I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit. His response to AJ was, look at the scoreboard. All right, well, with Dylan Dingler in there, you are winning.
Yep.
It's winning baseball. He's winning behind the plate. As calling pitches, the defense, he is controlling the tempo. He's winning at the plate offensively. Yep. So AJ was like, okay, I mean, if we got a guy that's willing to make that sacrifice, and he caught every single inning, every single pitch in last year's postseason, now he gets one of three games in a series or one of four games in a series. He doesn't care. Javi Baez, put me wherever you want, coach.
No kidding.
It's, play the song. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Yeah, Fogarty playing in his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of the mentality of this team. AJ was great. He's great every week, but this last interview went a little longer. We got a little more out of him. He's so great at informing, but also entertaining. It's up on the Odyssey app. It's on our podcast feed. Evan Jenkins, I think, posted the video on YouTube, too, the ticket YouTube page.
That's a good thing I comb my hair.
So it's out there. If you want it, you should listen to it. The Tigers just keep pushing the envelope for what they're capable of, because when the year started, we're like, I don't know, they could flirt with 500 and maybe make a playoff spot. And then we're like, okay, they're winning this division wire to wire in this division, deep postseason run, World Series. We've given odds at times already this season. And John, as we sit here today, the Cleveland games may have put some doubt in people's mind, but I think immediately bouncing back the way they did, sitting atop this division with a six-game cushion, beating up on the Yankees and Padres and all these teams they faced already this season. Do you feel like they're making the World Series?
Yes, I do. This is on the heels of when we started the season. You brought it up. I was two below 500. You were, what, right at 500?
At 82 and 80.
Yeah. And then we adjusted as we saw and learned more about this team. 90 wins.
Yep.
And I'm not willing to say 100 plus. Like, I saw a graphic yesterday of the projected win totals. They are projected to get 103.
Tom's making the mountain climber. We're going to have to just keep getting to the
we just keep on rolling. But this is a team that responds, they're consistent, and when you think about what AJ Hinch has shared with us over multiple different opportunities when he's on the phone. How do you respond when you lose three in a row? I asked him that question. How do you get the team to respond? And it was somewhat sarcastic from AJ Hinch. I love the fact that he said, well, you saw it. We just hand the ball to Tarik Skubal.
I like how comfortable we're getting with this guy. I mean, I know last year I asked him if he's doing a good job.
Well, that's how you break him in, right?
Yeah. And I will point out, they're on a 100-win pace since that interview.
Yeah.
I had a friend look that up for me the other day. He goes, do you realize since that little exchange, they're on a 100-win pace?
Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back there, pal.
No, but I like that he was giving it back to us a little bit yesterday. Right. He's like, you guys can talk about Glaber more if you want. You can highlight Tommy Canley. It's your show, right? Your name's on it. But I like that the things have turned around and everybody's in a good mood with this baseball team. And the good times don't have to stop. Like, that's the thing. We haven't even truly hit the summer yet. This is the good part. This is when your baseball team captures your imagination for the full summer.
Mm-hmm. So a big benchmark for people, it's Memorial Day weekend usually, and what you have in a baseball team. I don't care what anybody says, they took a little bit of a punch last week.
Sure.
You know, the underdog boxer got a punch in, and they cut you, and you were bleeding a little bit. And then your ace comes out, and he does exactly what he's supposed to do. You get Flaherty's best start. You lose Vierling. Who hits a homer? Perez.
Yep.
You have a game like yesterday where I think they completely stole that game based on one humongous hit by Colt Keith, who suddenly has an 866 OPS in May after an awful April. If you think there's not some sort of magic or mojo going on with this team, you're blind. If you think the sky's going to fall, if you think they're the Guardians' bitch, guess what? The Guardians have a minus run differential. You know what? They took a little bit of a punch. They responded. They're the World Series favorite in AL.
Odd to tell you the Yankees, I don't think anybody on this show feels intimidated by the Yankees. No, but it's the question on everybody's mind, the World Series. Like, I'll give you an example, John. We have this old dishwasher, and we had someone out to help try to fix it yesterday, and service technician. And I got the Tiger game on, and the first thing he asked me, he goes, they going to the World Series? Like, it's on everybody's mind. Right. They've captured our attention, so we want you guys to answer that question. They going to the World Series? John, at every turn, this team continues to push the envelope. Whatever you thought was possible for this team, they push the envelope further. Like Tom jokes about the mountain climber game that we play from time to time. Like, where we were at the start of the season to where we were a month in, and now basically 2 months in. Our question is to people, like, do you believe this team's making the World Series? There were some doubts that maybe crept in Saturday night with Cleveland taking the first three of that series. And maybe you have doubts about playing Cleveland in the postseason. Maybe you have doubts about this team in the postseason in general. And I concede, I have some questions, but Do I think of the crop of the American League, they're the best of the bunch? I do.
In recent history, there have been three seasons where the Tigers have been the best record in the American League, may even be the best record in baseball, through 50 games. One of them was obviously in 84. The other was 2006. And then this year in 2025. What happened in those other two seasons? One, they won the World Series. The other one, they got to the World Series.
Yep.
So if history holds, third time's a charm, they should be setting themselves up in as premium of a position as possible to make a really good postseason run and at least be in that final series in the World Series.
Yeah, look, when you get to playoff baseball, we know it can be a different animal. Like the at-bats are tense. You got to deliver in only a handful of opportunities. It can be incredibly fickle. We had Cabrera and Fielder and V-Martin couldn't get big knocks in a World Series, right? Last year, Game 4 and Game 5, just win one of them. Couldn't knock in runs against the Guardians. Like, we know playoff baseball can be fickle. I would love to see them add another bat at some point, just so that you know they've got all of the possible weapons to get it done. But it's not like the Yankees are sitting here as a flawless ball club, and it's not like the Guardians are sitting here as a flawless ball club. I mean, they have a negative run differential. They're six games back in this division. The Tigers are the best team in the AL Central, despite the head-to-head.
Yeah, they were actually five up last week when the series started. Like, who would have thought that after Saturday night when they lost the first three? They ended up winning the homestand. I'll say this,
everyone,
it's fair to have questions.
Yeah.
Yours is the bats. I got to tell you right now, although I think they're the favorite, I need to see a true number two pitcher emerge because I don't know who their number two is right now.
Mize, right?
I don't believe so yet.
So, based on what? Like, you need to see
because
him do
it longer? I think Flaherty's your three or four.
Okay. And Flaherty's off his best start maybe of the year.
We've got a Job problem probably with a potential injury. We'll see.
So, but
his whip's high. Who even knows he's going to have innings left to pitch?
Okay, one thing at a time here. The Job thing. Maybe it is concerning that he didn't speak with the media and the velo's down, and maybe he needs to go skip a start or two. Maybe it's something worse. The Tigers are kind of conditioning me, though, to think, okay, they'll just plug Alex Cobb in it then at this point. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just solve the problem immediately. They had no center fielders when the season started, and they took a guy who we wanted bought off the roster, and he's playing like an all-star. I don't know. They'll just call up Chase Lee, and he'll be Mariano Rivera. I mean, like, that's kind of what they've done now for a year here.
But I believe that got exposed last year in the playoffs. Like, as you got into longer series, the batters of the other teams, who are very good teams, saw these pitchers again and again. You can't get away with that. And that's why I said I think a number two has to emerge. It could be Mize. I don't know if it is yet. I have a question mark there, and I think you need to have somebody that's pretty strong behind Skubal.
What is your concern with Mize? Like, I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this.
His entire career versus a 6 to 8 week sample size.
Okay, you want to see it more, but he has shown this season to be their number two. He's got an ERA. That's
he's already had an injury.
You could say that about
and
Torque.
And he's bounced back.
You could say that about Cole Keith. You could say that about a lot of guys. And every day that goes by, every start that Casey Mize has, hopefully, as we go through the season, he puts those cares, those concerns to ease a little bit.
I mean, to me, I would love a rotation heading into the playoffs that was Skubal, hopefully Mize is your two, Olson, and Flaherty.
Sure.
I'm a one-start Flaherty guy in a seven-game series because I don't think you want the team to see him twice.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Look, Flaherty's last start may have been his best because he finished strong. I think he retired like 11 straight batters. You got a strikeout to finish the sixth inning. He has struggled third time through the order, and some of that is his fastball is kind of a 91-mile-an-hour pitch that you're begging to get teed up. He's got a great curveball. He's got great breaking stuff. Third time through the order for a lot of pitchers is an issue. If Flaherty's your three or your four, that's incumbent on Mize or Olson solidifying. But then we didn't even mention Job. Like, I'm not rooting for any injuries. I hope he's fine, but you don't need five starters in the postseason.
No, but here's the beautiful thing about this season is if you love reality TV, sports is the ultimate reality TV. We're watching one of the great reality shows of all time, and the adventure of going from 1 to 162, and especially with AJ Hinch, and I'll throw Scott Harris in there because they seem to be pulling the right cards at the right time. They're calling, and they are they're finding the answers before they even need them, and then guys step in and play. I don't think that this roster is finalized.
No.
In terms of, and I don't even, I don't, the roster may look completely different. Well, not completely. The roster may be tweaked by this weekend, by next weekend. By the time we get to the trade deadline, there's going to be more tweaks. I think the adventure is in going through and finding out, is Casey Mize what we had hoped, what we've always hoped he would be? Are we finally seeing the fruits of all of those struggles, of those labors pay off?
Well, it's not like this is unexplainable. He's talked about it. I mean, he added strength to the lower body. Yeah. He's added velo to the splitter. He looks like a different pitcher. His fastball is up to 97. Like, it's all explainable. Right. It's not smoke and mirrors what Casey Mize is doing.
No, but it again, I'll go back to the adventure of this. How many people 30 days ago wanted Colt Keith to spend some time in Toledo? And now all of a sudden, he's on fire for the month of May. And at times, it's been Sweeney. At times, it's been a defensive play by Akil Baddoo or Jackson Jobe. It's always been something, and the adventure is, who's it today? Obviously not today because they don't play today. Who's it going to be against Kansas City? And we heard from AJ yesterday. Hey, they rested Spencer Torkelson because he loves to hit in Kansas City.
And they got away with it, too.
And they got away with it, so he got a day off. They get a rest day today, travel, and then all of a sudden, boom, a series against Kansas City where maybe it's Spencer Torkelson.
They sat three regulars yesterday and still won and swept the Giants, a good baseball team. Ticket text, phone calls. We'll get them in the mix here. Texter says, as long as you don't face Cleveland in the playoffs, there's a chance we can get there. If we have to face them, we're toast. They've shown over the past number of years they can't get by the Guardians.
So last year I asked you this question. Was it 6-7 that they were against the Guardians in the regular season?
They were, yeah.
All right, so they can win, right?
Yeah, this person would say, but you didn't. You didn't beat them in the regular season or the postseason series straight up.
Here's the problem with the Guardians. Stephen Kwan owns us. And Jose Ramirez.
He's a pain in the ass.
Jose Ramirez is ridiculous. I heard Rieger last week during the series. Going into that series, Ramirez had, in his career against the Tigers, 122 RBIs.
It's ridiculous.
I know they play a lot. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Texter says, I'm happy the Tigers are doing well. However, I don't think they're a World Series quality team. I don't think Scooble is big time. We saw what Cleveland did last year in the playoffs. I need to see him do better in the playoffs to believe we can make it to the World Series.
When Ramirez gets up to the plate, I think I've heard Gator say this. If first base is open, just give him first base. I don't need to see him prove it anymore. Like, he's just a baseball player that if you would just take off the logo and the name, you would love to watch him play. He angers us because he's a Tiger killer. So if first base is open, we respect you enough. Just take first base.
Here's a concept I've heard from watching some baseball, maybe it was ESPN. Why does it have to be first base? Why can't there be a guy in first base and you walk him anyway?
Well, I agree. If there is a base open, is probably how
a
I should have said
open,
it.
Yeah. Just a way of fine-tuning the point that you're making.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Texter says, we don't have to talk about magic anymore. We're just bleeping good. This team can get it done. And another texter says, careful, guys. The afternoon show might think you're lying to your audience because you're saying a Detroit team might actually be good. / worthy for a championship. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township.
Yeah, real quick. Sparky Anderson walked George Brett once with a man on first base. It was the year he almost hit 400. Anyway, I think the Tigers are prime for a World Series run because all these other teams you're talking about aren't as deep. I believe the Tigers are deep and are better prepared to handle adversity, than Cleveland. Now, that being said, I don't know Cleveland's depth chart the way I know the Tigers or, Minnesota. But from what I've seen so far, we're deeper.
It does feel like they're deeper. Yeah. They tapped into a lot of depth out of necessity a year ago, and then they added to it with guys like, Gleyber Torres and Tommy Canley beefing up the bullpen.
Yeah.
Flaherty's back, and you still added Sweeney.
And it's two games in a row where AJ Hinch only played 9 position players.
What's gotten into this guy? Is he okay?
Is he getting lazy?
Someone check if he's well. But also guys that they didn't have really contributing like this last year. Baez and Torque, that adds to the depth. Are any of them actual stars? I don't know. I mean, they'll get a few all-stars. The depth, I think, is a really good point by that caller.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Mike Stone in. And we're going to talk a little Tigers. This was an off-air discussion that we said to hell with it. Let's go on the air with it. And it's really simple. I understand I operate differently between 2 and 6. I'm thrilled with the Tigers' start. That's never in question. I've talked about, they're a 90-win baseball team. They look good. I still think they desperately need a right-handed hitter, a high-end one. Kenny, no Wyatt Langford drops. It doesn't count if I say Wyatt Langford. If I say it doesn't count. The point I'm making is I'm not ready to do the euphoria the other 8 hours before us or the 40 minutes to 4 hours after us do, where people are starting to invoke a word on May 29th that I personally I'm not comfortable with. And that's World Series. I can't do it. I've watched baseball for too damn long. The season's too damn long. And it's May 29th. And again, both things are true. I'm thrilled at their start. They're a really good baseball team. But here's my approach to it. And then, Stoney, you could tell me I'm mean or I'm disconnected. But look, okay, I'm a Yankee fan. The Yankees haven't won the World Series since 09. And that's with the highest payroll in the sport usually. You know why? Because people I know in front offices in baseball will tell you the playoffs are a coin flip. Even if you have the best team, it's a coin flip. Now, outside of 2017, where the Yankees got cheated because of garbage cans and nipple buzzers, bottom line is it's so unpredictable that I can't really get into World Series, certainly not on May 29th. And I'm sorry. I do think the Tigers are punching above their weight. No, I don't believe they're a 110-win baseball team. I'm sorry. I don't. And even then, the best baseball team I've ever seen in my life didn't even make the World Series. Hello, Lou Piniella and the Seattle Mariners. So I'm not ready to go there. Now, the question was asked before the show by Evan and you. When will you allow yourself to start thinking that? That's the conversation I want to have.
The all-star break for me is when you start to think about it a little bit. Because like you, Mike, and obviously it's been more because I'm older, I've seen a hell of a lot of baseball. My indoctrination into baseball was when the Philadelphia Phillies, when I was 5.5 years old, I had to ask my dad, why aren't we going to the World Series? Well, son, they had a 6.5 game lead with 10 games left and didn't win. Now, there was only two leagues. There wasn't another round of the playoffs, but you get my point.
Was Connie Mack the manager?
No, but okay. We played in his stadium, Connie Mack Stadium. Anyway, yes, things can go crazy in baseball. Hell, look at what the Tigers did last year. I mean, nobody would have thought that. We were just, you know, let's trade, let's do all this other stuff. Baseball is too long. Now, I'm going to throw something out there that you're probably going to punch me in the face for. But
yes,
the magic number is 101 to win the division, which is kind of cool in a weird way. And look, they've, you know, 2 6-game leads. Look, they lost 3 out of 4 to Cleveland, and they actually picked up a game. So they're doing what they have to do. They are a very good baseball team. But look, injuries, all this stuff happens in this weird, wacky sport that there's no guarantee they're, A, going to make the playoffs, although I think they will, and I think they're going to win the division. But we don't know. They could go on a reverse. They could, you know, God forbid, go, you know, 20-37 in their next 57 games. Look, we don't know. It's possible. And when you said they definitely need another bat, and I believe, and you know, can't argue with chaos, but yeah, I'm going to. They could get one more reliever who can, like, really throw strikeouts.
Yeah, so look, 248-539-9797. We're having the conversation, and it's just, I want to gauge where you're at, because I know where the rest of the hosts at the station are. They're already planning out the parade route. I can't get there. I have no issue saying I think they're going to win the division. I got no issue telling you they're going to make the playoffs. But I don't. It's like the stock market. I'm not going to buy this thing at its highest rate. Like, I don't believe they're this good. Why? Because I don't think anybody in baseball, including the Dodgers, is this good. Like, they're the better part of 40-20. Now, do I think it helps they're in the American League and not the NL? Absolutely. The AL is down. But overall, when this thing is going to look a lot different by August. So you said all-star break. I kind of get to August before I can really
go that route. You go to the deadline then.
Yeah, because ultimately I think they need to make certain moves for me to believe they're going to see this thing through.
Yeah, I get it.
And a big-time right-handed bat is a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, David, where are you at with it?
See, I go a little bit further than the deadline. I actually go, and you're probably going to laugh at this. Kenny's already laughed at me back here. But it's August 31st. Because that's a month after the deadline. Now I know what you've gotten or didn't get, and did you met, and I need to see what the team truly looks like going into September. Laugh at me all you want for saying August 31st, but that's when I see it. I have to see what the team is, see what others are, and then I can say it or not. Now, this May. It is May 29th.
But yeah, here's the other thing, though. I don't want this to be taken the wrong way as far as us not dreaming or thinking World Series yet, and you have a really good team, and let's just enjoy this. Baseball is, especially in the summer when there's not much else going on, when you have a good baseball team, it makes the summer so much better. Every game means something. You have a chance to win, you know, that stuff. The fact that we're not sure they're going to be in the World Series take anything away from your daily enjoyment of a really good team, and it's still a great story. It really is. When you look at this roster and see what they've become,
they're phenomenal.
Yeah,
I'm not doing the World Series stuff.
No.
So look, you guys tell us. I don't think we're bad guys. And when I say I think it's a 90-win baseball team, and I got Rico busting my balls because I won't say they're a 100-win team. Well, why? It's May 29th, and a 40-20 start is great. But there's going to be a time during this season where they go 2-10.
Right.
And it's just baseball. It doesn't mean they're bad or it's chaos or it's falling apart. No, it's baseball. And I just look at it and I still believe when the chips are down and you're going to face good teams, you're not going to face garbage, it's going to be a challenge with the lineup as currently constituted. No, I don't believe Javi Baez will be a high-level player driving a World Series drive. I don't believe that. I don't believe Zach McKinstry will be the number one utility man in all of the sport in the playoff. Look, last year, here's a case in point. Face of franchise, Matt Vierling. How did that look in the playoffs? 3-34. There is a part of this where as awesome a story as it is, you're the NBA, they describe it as the stars and the others, right?
Yes.
Others play really good at home and in the regular season. The others generally, oh wait, Malik Beasley has missed 17 threes in a row. It's the playoffs. It is still something that I struggle with because my lifetime, no Moneyball team has ever won the World Series. It doesn't happen.
No.
Why? Because the others and all the matchups and all of this stuff, it still comes down to my player is better than your player.
It's talent.
I have Aaron Judge. I have Freddie Freeman. I have these stars. Those are the guys that get it done. Look, Tarek Skubal's one of those dudes.
Yes.
And part of the belief I have that they could get there is the fact in a 7-game series, I view it that you're up 2-0 because he's going to start twice.
But taking the flip side of that, he won the Cy Young Award last year, and in the most important game of the season, he gave up a grand slam home run, and they lost game 5 in Cleveland. So, you know, there's no guarantees. That's the point. So just enjoy this. This is great. This is not being negative. This is loving what you're seeing, but, you know, it's like a shit. I'm not a real good cook, as my wife can attest.
Uh-oh.
I don't do it that much. But this is like you have all these ingredients, and you're the chef. You know, sprinkle and it's a little, it's not negativity. It's just a little, sprinkle a little realism here. That's all. Like a dash of realism.
But here's the people's response. I think we're living in a tell me I'm pretty or you're an idiot society. And saying the team is good is not good enough. People want full-blown euphoria. I can't do it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going 105-57. I'm not ready to do that. Ooh. Just keep playing.
Yes.
Like, great, we got a series against Kansas City. Let's take a few.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling. Look, but overall, no, I'm not ready to buy in on a lot of what's happened. I'm not. I'll buy into Torkelson and the power. I don't know about the overall presentation. I can buy into certainly, hey, Fetter will figure it out. I know there will be a level of rotation I'm okay with.
Right.
I know Skubal is Skubal. I gave the 50-game sample size 2 days ago.
It's incredible.
And I said, look, you got to pay this guy. Like, that's it. A 50-game sample size, this is basically Verlander. Not quite the innings. He's not going to throw 240 of them the way Justin did. But look, there's a lot I believe. But I'm with you. Bullpen, not ready to go there.
Right.
Lineup, it's great right now. They're getting contributions from everywhere. But do I believe at the end of this that some of these guys are going to be the drivers of a bus that leads to a World Series? No, I don't. Now, they have time, but so do I.
And guys are going to slump. Look, Riley Green early in the season had it at like a 0-31. It might happen again, maybe not to those.
It's that baseball. Extreme.
Yes. It's the hardest sport to excel at a consistent level. It just is.
So here's the question. Are you already World Series or bust? Or when are you going to allow yourself to make that the standard? Like Stoney has said, the deadline, I'll need to get to mid to late August to feel that way. It's just how baseball works.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. You said World Series or bust. Yeah. So, because a lot of times you use the word failure all the time, if this team, based upon what you've seen so far, if they don't win the World Series, in your mind, not the fans' mind, in your mind, would it be a failure to get to the World Series or even get to the ALCS?
If I had to make that decision on May 29th, my answer is different than if I get to make that decision on August 29th. And I'm not playing games.
No,
with
I know. But for,
I'm
now,
saying,
but for right now, for S's and G's.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Then I would say yes.
Okay.
But I'm not going to put that on them now because I don't know that they're that good.
Right.
I think they're good. Clearly, I think they're top three in the AL.
Yeah.
Good. But I'm not ready to go World Series yet. 248-539-9797. Boy, this one really hit. What's your favorite brownies? 248.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.